Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines. In this bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire, we take a look back at some of the top headlines from the week in the world of sports and entertainment. Taylor Swift won Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards. Former CEO Bob Iger returned to lead Disney. Amy Schneider won the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions. And Kyrie Irving returned to the Brooklyn Nets. Those stories and more from the Associated Press.
Taylor Swift won Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards for a seventh time Sunday in Los Angeles. I'm Archie Zaralotta with the latest. I remember it. Taylor Swift won six awards out of the six for which she was nominated at the American Music Awards. She says she was lucky enough to make music that she likes and fans embrace it, so she makes more.
I have the fans to thank, essentially, for my happiness.
One of the showstoppers of the night was an all-star tribute to Lionel Richie, led by Stevie Wonder and Charlie Puth on pianos. Other winners include Beyonce, Bad Bunny, Harry Styles, BTS, Kendrick Lamar, and Morgan Wallen. I'm Archie Zaralotta with an entertainment update. Taylor Swift says Ticketmaster assured her team multiple times it could handle the demand for tickets to her The Eras tour. She told fans on Instagram, "It's excruciating to see mistakes with no recourse." Ticketmaster canceled Friday's general sale after its system was plagued by unprecedented demand and bot attacks during last Tuesday's presale. How do I live? Songwriter Diane Warren finally got to thank the Academy. She's been nominated for 13 Oscars for songs like How Do I Live with zero wins. Warren was given an honorary Oscar on Saturday, as was actor Michael J. Fox and directors Usain Palsy and Peter Weir. Love letters that Bob Dylan wrote to his high school girlfriend sold for $670,000. Auctioneer RR Auction says a Portuguese bookshop bought the 42 letters and plans to keep them together for fans and scholars to see. I'm Archie Zaralotta.
Former Walt Disney CEO Bob Iger is returning to the company. The Walt Disney Company has tapped Iger to return to head the company for 2 years after firing his successor, Bob Chapek, in a move that's stunned the entertainment industry. Chapek is out after Disney posted lower-than-expected earnings in the last quarter. Hollywood's creative community had complained about Chapek's cost-cutting measures and sometimes blunt approach to talent, while theme park regulars were unhappy with price hikes. Iger has issued a statement saying he's thrilled to return, and he says he's extremely optimistic about Disney's future. I'm Donna Water.
A big finale for a big winner in this year's season of Jeopardy! After running off a 40-game streak earlier this year, Amy Schneider capped off her 2022 by winning the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions. But she needed a mix of knowledge and daring to pull off the victory as she engaged in a showdown with Andrew He, a player known for his huge bids on the show's Daily Doubles. Schneider led He by $1,400 going into Final Jeopardy. Both contestants got the right answer. Our American cousin, the play President Lincoln was attending when he was assassinated in 1885. But this time, Schneider made the bigger bet to win her third match in the Tournament of Champions and the $250,000 grand prize. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
Kyrie Irving returned to the Brooklyn Nets on Sunday and apologized to anyone who felt threatened or hurt when he posted a link to a documentary with anti-Semitic material. The team suspended Irving on November 3rd after refusing to say he had no anti-Semitic beliefs. He's now apologizing.
I just want to offer my deep apologies to all those who are impacted over these last few weeks, specifically my Jewish relatives, my Black relatives.
And says he should have handled it differently.
I feel it was necessary for me to stand in this place and take accountability for my actions because there was a way I should have handled all this.
The point guard missed 8 games during suspension, which the Nets said would be for a minimum 5 games without pay. Julie Walker, New York.
A reality TV show couple has been sentenced to prison for bank fraud and tax evasion. The new reality for Todd and Julie Chrisley, his and her prison terms. A federal judge in Atlanta has hit Todd Chrisley with 12 years in prison, while Julie Chrisley will do 7. Each will also have to serve 3 years of supervised release afterward and pay restitution in an amount to be determined later. The couple became famous for their show, Chrisley Knows Best, but the feds say they engaged in a huge bank fraud scheme. To top that off, authorities say they hid their wealth from the IRS while flaunting their lavish lifestyle. The Chrisleys were convicted in June on the charges against them. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Al Roker, the NBC Today Show weather anchor, says he's recovering after he was hospitalized last week for blood clots. Al Roker took to his Instagram on Friday to announce that last week he was in the hospital after blood clots in his leg sent some clots to his lungs. The 68-year-old said, after some medical whack-a-mole, "I am so fortunate to be getting terrific medical care and on the way to recovery." And he thanked everyone for their well wishes. Roker's wife, ABC News correspondent Deborah Roberts, posted that she was grateful for the top-notch medical care and prayer warriors from every corner. The NBC weatherman was also off the air in 2020 for 2 weeks after he underwent successful surgery for prostate cancer. Julie Walker, New York.
Soccer organization FIFA's threat of on-field punishment for players has forced World Cup teams to back down and abandon an anti-discrimination campaign aimed at host nation Qatar. The captains of 7 European nations won't wear armbands supporting the One Love campaign in games after FIFA said the players would be shown yellow cards. The decision comes 3 days after beer sales at stadiums was suddenly banned under pressure from the Qatari government, and 2 days after the FIFA president's extraordinary tirade defending the host nation's human rights record. The climb down after the FIFA threats came hours before the captains of the England, Netherlands and Wales teams were due to wear the armbands in Monday's games. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.